Then reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by.
Gather with the rest of the saints this morning. This opportunity is not given to all men. Father, we are grateful unto you for the gift of life. That we can see your life this morning is by your mercy and by your grace. Oh Lord, our God, we are not better than those in the graves. We are not better than those in the mosques. We are not better than those lying critically ill in hospitals. Lord, whether general, whether specialist hospitals, whether teaching hospitals, whether private hospitals, in their hundreds and thousands, oh Lord our God, there are those in prison yards. Oh merciful Father, we are grateful unto you that we have freedom to move about and liberty of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we appreciate you for the joy of salvation. We thank you for Calvary. We thank you for what Calvary has done for us. Father, receive our praise and thanksgiving. If all the ears on our heads could be tongues, they cannot praise our Redeemer's name enough, O Lord, for this great redemption plan. O Lord, having foreknown us before the foundation of the world, glory be to your name, Lord. We did not choose you, O Lord Jesus. You are the one that chose us, Heavenly Father. And my God, manifest you here upon the face of the earth. We give glory and honor to your name. Thank you for the past week, O Lord. Thank you for this morning. We are grateful unto you for the blessings of Sunday school. Thank you for your grace upon your servant and the teacher, for the teaching children's class. We thank you for your help upon those children. We pray, O Lord, our God, that you help the adults, you help the teenagers, you help the children, O Lord, all of us together. Lord God Almighty, that these things, O Lord, will not stand against any of us, O Lord. Grant it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the song service. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for those songs of Zion. So inspired, O Lord, our God, bend down, O Lord, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Today we can enjoy the same. It's ministering grace, life, joy, healing, deliverance into our souls. Glory be to your name. Thank you very much, O Lord, for the officers at the post of duty. Our noble deacons, I used to call them. Oh Lord, our God, the trustees, the usher, everyone at the post of duty, even to the interpreters. We pray for your grace upon everyone, Lord. Father God, your servant is reporting for duty again this morning. Standing in, O Lord, for the associate pastor. Thank you very much for this wonderful grace. Almighty and ever living Father, help me, O Lord. Condition our heart, O Lord. Take over the atmosphere, O Lord. May the atmosphere be so conducive for the Holy Spirit that we have his light of way in the midst of his people. May you break every power of darkness. May the works of the enemy be shattered to pieces. May you bring every expectation of Satan to nothingness, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Almighty and ever-living Father, take me as a man out of the way, Lord, as I yield myself unto you. Father God, bless every soul here this day, O Lord, under the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit. Save the lost ones, O Lord. Turn backsliders unto you, Lord. Restore such, O Lord, back to the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. May you baptize us with the Holy Ghost, O Lord. May you heal the sick and the afflicted. May the captive be set free. Thank you, our Master. Bless the saints across the nation. Glory be to your name. Once more, we pray for our sister Grace and our son. We ask for mercy. We ask for grace. We ask for strength. We ask for the comfort of the word of the Lord to know that it is well with her, Lord. Let it be so, Heavenly Father. Help every one of your people. Thank you, our Master. Lord, give us this confidence in our heart, O Lord, our God, that one of these days, Lord, it will soon be over. Until then, prepare us, O Lord. Make us ready, Father. May none of us be found wanting on that day. May you further your kingdom in our lives, O Lord, through the preaching of your word today. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen and amen. While we are here standing, shall we turn in our hymn book again this morning into 193? Hymn 193. The unveiled Christ. 193. Let's just meditate on the word.
Render the living.
Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. We'll start our reading from verse 15 to the end. Then you see that. Then we'll turn to St. Luke chapter 24. Wherefore also, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being open, be enlightened, that ye may know What is the hope of his calling? And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us all who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. For above all, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in the world, but also in that which is to come. And I put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. St. Luke chapter 24. We read from verses 25 to 31. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is fast spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Amen. Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless his word this morning to our heart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Like I said, it's a great privilege to be in church this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The title of our sermon is The Mighty Conqueror. Amen. The Mighty Conqueror, which is April 1, 1956. It is an Easter message. And he preached the same, the Mighty Conqueror, and took another text from the scripture. But I want us to look at this where we started last week, Sunday, when I stood in for the associate pastor. And then I want to continue a little bit this morning. And then I want to read some other things from another sermon of the same, the Mighty Conqueror. Oh my, our God is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me admonish you. We believe in church order. Is that right? Please, when we are speaking to one another, we should be positive when we are asking ourselves questions. We believe in church order. Yes, now. Praise be to God. The Bible made us to know that when you are entering that door, whether through the front door or through the toilet door, there are the sisters, or the brother's side toilet door, or this one here, or the sister, or this one here. But they said, come in reverently. Do what? Come in reverently. And when you come in, you come in reverently, sit down, bow your head, be praying. If need be, you can come to the altar, kneel down, and talk it over with God. Then go back to your seat, reading your Bible, or listening to the prelude going on, and be in expectation for God to minister to you. Praise be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. That is church order. God bless our soul. So we see Jesus after his resurrection. He appeared unto two of his disciples. They were so sad. They were so brokenhearted. They thought hope was lost. Because the man they trusted in, the man they hoped that would be the savior of Israel, had been killed by the Roman Empire. Because it was a capital punishment of the Romans that our Lord Jesus Christ passed through. Amen. He was given 39 strokes. Not just ordinary blala. The answer calls for koboko. Our brother made us to know it is 9 cat nails at the edge of each branch of those line of koboko. It was nails. Oh my. That tore the flesh of our Lord Jesus Christ because of you, because of me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The one that he came to say, they make mockery of him. They spit at him. They covered his face. And they smote him in the head. Prophesy, who hit you? And religious people, religious leaders, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were making mockery of him. He saved others. Himself, he could not save. What were they doing? They were giving the most complimentary that anyone can give. Because why? If he had saved himself, then we are lost. But we thank the Almighty God. He came to save the sinners. He came to save them that I saw that he foreknew before the foundation of the world. He came to save those whose names were written in that Lamb's book of life that was laid before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Because his name shall be called Jesus. For he will save his people from their sin. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that they were making such complimentary. And they spit at him. And they hit him in the head. Those people, where are they today? They are in hell. May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. These disciples, Bible made us to know, they were unlearned and ignorant. But one thing they discovered about them was that they had been with Jesus. Amen. And here the Bible is making you and I to know. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said you must know him as your personal Savior and Lord. And to know him is life. And to have life is to know Jesus. He said, people, they depend upon their catechisms in their churches. If you are from Anglican in those days, Roman Catholic in those days, and the African church in those days, they have no creeds that they wrote down as catechism. And we have catechists that used to teach us. In fact, Sunday school in those days is not for adults. Sunday school is for young children. When we all close in the church in the morning, then we go back home and eat rice. When we eat rice, around 2, we go back to church. I'm talking of Anglican church. in those days. Then we have a woman that taught us children like that, and they teach us, and we read catechism. I believe in God the Father, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Son Jesus Christ, who came to die, you know, the Son of Holy Mary, and things like that. So and they put in there too, I believe in holy angels. It's a lie of the devil. And people rely on that today. May God help us. So catechism cannot say. Catechism does not say. No church can say. Salvation is of the law. Because there is no other, there is no name under this heaven. There is no salvation in any other. Neither is there any other name under this heaven whereby we must be saved. So salvation is of the law, from earth to glory. Oh, hallelujah. We thank God for the message of the hour. If God should open your spiritual eyes, you are blessed throughout eternity to recognize your day and His message. He's not giving to all. Oh man, He's not giving to all. I'm telling you, He's not giving to all. It is them that God foreknew. That is why He made us to know in Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. Those that are going to worship that beast, who will be deceived, those are the ones whose names were not written in the Lamb's book of life that was laid before the foundation of the world. Are you there? Oh yes. So if you are here this morning, may God help you. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Amen. So when He rose from the dead, He appeared to Mary Magdalene, and He gave her the message. Go tell my disciples that they should meet me in Galilee. Praise the Lord. And the angel that was at the grave, woman, what are you looking for? Sir, they've taken away my Lord. Please, if you are the one, tell me. Why are you putting so that I can go and bury me? The angel said, oh, you are looking for the living in the midst of the dead. He's alive, he's risen. He's no more here. Come and see where the Lord lay. Look, it's an empty grave. Amen. Till this day, there's an empty grave in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And when Jesus met her, Mary, and she looked behind, my Lord and my God, go tell my disciples. Remember the mother made us to know. How did the angel knew that he told the disciples that they will meet him in Galilee? Our mother said, because the angels were there when Jesus was speaking to his disciples. You can never find that one in denomination. We thank God for the word. Amen. So, he walked with them, and they were sad, and they were sorrowful. They were brokenhearted, because all hope was lost for them. But thank God. The Bible made us to know their eyes were holding, that they could not recognize it initially. What is it? Why are you so sad? Your countenance is so down. Why? As you are talking with among yourselves, why? The Then Cleopas now was the only one that would mention in the Bible. Are you a stranger in Israel? And you don't even know what has happened in these days? He said, what? This of Jesus of Nazareth, the one we want to save Israel, our leaders are connived with the government of Rome. They have crucified him, they have killed him. Not only that now, some sister in our company, they came to tell us that he's risen from the dead. Not only that now, men of our company, it is good to keep Christian company. There is no better company you can keep than Christians. Hallelujah. Because Christian, a Christian means a Christ-like somebody. Are you there? Oh my. When you know Christ as your Lord and your Savior, you accept him as your Lord and your Savior, and he fills you with the Holy Spirit. After you have truly confessed your sin, and you are baptized in water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are sanctified, and he fills you with the Holy Ghost, life is changed. Praise the Lord. Oh man. Maybe you have never experienced that one before. The first time I gave my life to Christ. Oh boy, it's wonderful. People I didn't know, within 1 week, I was connected with them, SU people. It's a wonderful thing. May God help us. So, even men of our company, they said they didn't find his body. The grave is empty. Then he told the old fools and slow of heart that it's hard for you to understand the scriptures of the prophets. What the prophet has already spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Then he started from Moses, the prophets, and expand to them in all scripture things that pertained unto him. So you can see that, no, it's not time for to discuss about business or no business. May God help us. And then sometimes maybe you squeeze your nose. When we are reading here last week, the prophet said, when you come to church, you come for one thing, one motive, and that's to come and meet with your Lord. Not to come to church and be talking business. Is that the word of God? We read it here last week now. If you squeeze your nose, you squeeze your nose to yourself. Oh, yes, sir. Only God knows your nose. Only God sees your heart. And looking at your nose. Because the word of God is the word of God anyhow. May God help us. So now, he has spoken to them. And we are just moving on now. He revealed himself at last unto them. Now, the woman made us to know that there are heroes that people would like to worship. Heroes. People that were gallant. That were ready to stand for what is right. Let's just speak a little, as Robert used to tell us. He said, men of my age, you know, he said in school in those days, you have heard about, Anna von Winkelried of Switzerland. He said, the Swiss people, they were peacemakers. They don't want anything war among themselves. He said, but one day, the enemy invaded their country. Oh, nothing to fight with. They only have stones and sticks and things like that. But these people were armed to their teeth. And the Swiss people, they were just, in the valley. And they saw the number of people. What are they going to do? And a young man among them, Anon von Winkelried, he said, gentlemen of Switzerland, this day I die for my country. We are moving on. Are you there? The mighty conqueror. This day I die for my country. Back there, at home, I have wife, I have children. I've bidden them goodbye. They will never see my face again. What are you going to do? And of all, we grant that. Say, follow me with whatever you have. Follow me and fight with whatever you have. And he went. He ran in the midst of where there are spears and arrows, and he fought for his hand. And he ran in the midst of the people. Make way for liberty. Make way for liberty. Hallelujah. We can tell Satan. Jesus said, make way for liberty, Satan. We are coming. Make way for liberty. Oh, man. As he said for his hand, he just ran in the midst of thickness of spears and arrows. He just raised up his hand like that. Make way for liberty. Make way for liberty. He just ran in the midst of the people. He just grabbed spears and ran into his bosom. Oh, it routed the people. The people were surprised. He plunged the thing into his bosom. And that was the end. Hallelujah. Nobody said, when you go to Swiss today, and you mention such name, Anno von Wickerland, he said, you will see tears in the eyes of the people. Why? He was a hero. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My brother, can you please come with us this morning too? What's happening now? All right. Bear with me, please. 580329, please. 580329. Amen. Praise the Lord. 580329. Kindly go to paragraph 11 if you are there for us, because of this time. And today, when men love to talk about heroes, and how they like to worship heroes. Thank you, brother. And we appreciate that. But, oh, brother, there never was a hero like the Lord Jesus. Oh, one day, when Adam's race stood in the corner, backed up by the powers of the devil, all great units of spiritualism and all kinds of isms had Adam's race in the corner. Sicknesses, diseases, and every enemy of the human race had Adam's race back into the corner. But there was one who spoke in heaven and said, I am going down to the earth to give my life for Adam's race. Hallelujah. And he came to the earth and he found where the deepest of the spears was, death. Are you there? Where the deepest of the spears was, that was death. Amen. There he rose and grabbed the spear of death into his own precious heart at Calvary. He conquered death. And when he went back into glory, up into glory, he sent down the baptism of the Holy Spirit to his subjects and said, take this and fight with all your strength. Hallelujah. Oh, brethren, what man tries to pick up something else? Let's take what Christ sent us and fight with everything that is in us. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Brother, move down, please. Or move up. Amen. We are talking about our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. How precious. Come down to paragraph 12, please. Middle of it. How precious
Oh, how precious is his word to us. Devils was conquered. Sickness was conquered. Can they move on now? Calm me down. All right. Listen to the book here. 15. Paragraph 15. Oh, listen to me. The only hope there is today is the thing that the people are afraid of. That's an old time St. Paul's revival. And the Bible, Holy Ghost back again. Oh my, let me come down. All right. 16. Something changes when Jesus comes in. You are never the same again when he comes in. We are into your heart. When you accept him, when you realize yourself a sinner before God, let me tell you, no pope can save you. No cardinal can save you. No archbishop can save you. No reverend father, no pastor can save you. But the Bible said, if God should tell the Pope of Rome to go and die for mankind, he would never be able to do it. If he had told the Archbishop of Canterbury, the head of the Anglican Church, he would not have been able to do it. Because what? Pope was born a sinner. Archbishop of Canterbury was born a sinner. Cardinal, Reverend Father, Pastor, Reverend, or General Overseer, no, Archbishop, they were born sinners. Our brother made us to know there are four fathers. They were born sinners, and their mothers, they were all born sinners. Are you with me? Oh, yes, sir. So, sir, nobody can save the other one. We all come into this world defeated, telling lies, cheating, lying, stealing, committing adultery, anything you want to talk of in the pages of sin. And there is only one sin, and that is unbelief in the word of the living God. Listen to me. This Bible is the written word of God. This is the mind of God. This Bible tells you who you are, where you come from, and where you are going. And the Bible says, it is appointed unto man once to die. After that, judgment. Listen, there is no repentance in the grave. Are you with me? Oh yes, there is no repentance in the grave. Listen, there is nothing like purgatory in this Bible. It is a doctrine from the pit of hell. As Roman Catholic people believe that. It's a doctrine from the pit of hell. It's a deception of the devil. Because what? There is no repentance in the grave. It's appointed once for a man to die. After that, judgment. There is nothing like, you know, when your loved one dies, then they will pay money to Reverend Father. And then your Reverend Father now will pray your loved ones out of the place of purgatory where they are being tormented and taken to heaven. It's a lie of the devil. If you your blood, your sin was not purged by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh man. Because the blood of Jesus Christ is not the blood of a Jew, it's not the blood of a Gentile, it is the blood of the Son of God. God Almighty become flesh to suffer for sin. Oh man. To pay the penalty of the sin of mankind, what the blood of bulls and goats and ashes of heifer and the blood of rams could not do in the Old Testament. Oh my. When Jesus shed his blood on the cross of Calvary, That's why when he gave up the when he said it is finished, and Bible said, yeah, and he gave up the ghost. It means he settled the question once and for all. And when he did that, the Bible made us to know in this Bible, Matthew chapter 27, that the veil in the temple was rent from top to the bottom. Which hand went up there? Which ladder went up there at that moment? 40 feet high. This ceiling is not 40 feet from here, from this ground up there. Sir, is it up to? Pardon? Pardon? 30. But the veil in the temple of the Old Testament was 40 feet high. It took only the high priest to enter in once in a year with the blood of animal for himself to confess his sin before he can enter in, and for the sin of the people. That's why in the Old Testament, we are saying last week, we must repeat this thing so that God help you. If God can open your spiritual eyes to get this thing, oh my, you are forever blessed. When in the Old Testament, when anybody did anything wrong, whether taking his neighbor's wife, or steal or covet, whatever you want to think of, they will bring a goat to the priest, put the hand upon it, confess the sin. Oh my. Upon that animal. And the blood was shed. The life is in the blood. And the life was going out of the animal. Begin to stabilize that. He knew that animal was taking his own place. That was God. But with the same mind, he leaves that same spot and go back to the same thing again. Because the life in the animal is not up to that of human being that was sacrificed on his behalf. Because the human life is higher than that of the animal. That is why the life that was in the blood of the animal sacrificed could not come upon the worshipper. But thank God. Thank God. That is why the Bible made us to know. If the blood of goats and of bulls could have poured the sins of the worshipper, then Jesus' blood would have needed to be shed. But we thank the Lord that the worshipper now, after the blood of Jesus Christ was shed, he entered into the veil. Once and for all. In those days, the priest alone was the one that had the authority to come into the presence of the holiest of holies. And that was that veil that veiled him from the congregation. But thank nobody can come in. Anybody that entered in there was dead. Even the priest could not enter in there without shedding blood first. But thank God, when Jesus gave up the ghost, when he shed his own blood for you and me on the cross of Calvary, he said to me, that's why where you cannot enter in before because of what happened in the Garden of Eden. The sin of man in the Garden of Eden blocked the view between man and God. Man could not come again into the presence of God. Hallelujah. But we thank the Almighty God when Jesus shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. Where man cannot enter in before, it was made plain view. The sacrifice blood was overturned. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What man could not do there, you can now enter in by the baptism of the Holy Ghost into the presence of the Almighty God. The mighty conqueror did that for you and for me. Let's move on, church. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. We are still in that verse. No, paragraph 16. Something changes. When he comes in, you are never the same again. When he comes in, you never felt anything that will take his place. No pleasures of the world or nothing can ever take the place of the mighty conqueror. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Paragraph 17. When he was on earth, he was a great conqueror. And then he conquered something else. That was the cross. Hallelujah. And the cross was there. It was a symbol of public execution. And there he goes. Let's take a look at him. Just a moment. Oh! You, my friends, this morning as you are speaking, you who are standing to your head, your feet is hurting you. You've been sitting in here for hours. Let's take a look. Hallelujah. There it goes up. Golgotha. There is a noise in the street. I can hear some of them say, there goes the religious fanatic. Thus goes the one who broke up our churches. Listen at them. And I can see as he's going up the hill and his little old pale face all swollen and gobs of mockery of spit hanging from his head. A crown of thorns had been placed on his head and blood and a hot tears of sorrow dripped off his cheek. Isn't that some way to conquer? Men and women are not willing to suffer to conquer. But it is suffering that you can conquer by. Hallelujah. No cross, no crown. If you suffer with him, we are going to reign with him. May God help us. The pleasures of this world can take you to nowhere. May God help us. Like I was speaking last week, you may think I'm hard at you. I'm not hard at you. You may think I'm rude. I'm not trying to be rude to anybody, whether young or old. I don't care whatever you say. Let me say this. You students, well, may God help you. Whether you are born and raised up from this place, whether you come from any other local assembly, you know better. You know better. If your parents are in the message, you know better. You may be born in the message, but the message may not be in you. Are you there? You may be born into the message, but the message may not be born inside of you until you give your life to Christ. Because why? God does not have grandchildren. God has only sons and daughters. God doesn't have grandsons and granddaughters. No. Don't be deceived by the devil. Praise the Lord. That's how I said it. You know better. You know better. Once we know your pastor and we know your parents, you know better. God help us. But we must have liberty of the Holy Spirit to speak the word of God in plainness of speech. Not doing conny. So don't try to run away from you. I'm not a liar. Praise the Lord. I'm a child of God. Called by the Holy Ghost to preach the gospel. Let me tell you, I want to ask you a question. When you put on your wet lip, whatever name you call it, do you pray at all? It's a question I'm throwing at you this one. When you put on your wet lip, no Hamatan. Whether rainy season, you put on wet lip. Whether Matan, you put on wet lip. Whether dry season, you put on wet lip. Whether rainy season, you put on wet lip. Do you pray? When you put on wet lip, to whom do you pray? Answer that question in your heart. That's why I said last week, you are just a bait. In the hand of the devil, before your classmates, because they are warning people, then you are just like them. Oh, goodness me. You are a bait to your lecturers. That may be hard, but that is the truth. It is the truth, and we must speak the truth. And when you hear the truth, the truth shall set you free. No pleasures of the world can supersede this our mighty conqueror. He paid it all for you. If you can just get your own thinking, that's your own idea. Oh my. May God help us. Listen, the race is an individual race. is an individual race. May God help us. We are still moving on. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's move on, brethren. Praise the Lord. 18 now. So, this is by only by the cross you conquer. Just move down. Move up a little bit. Wait a little bit, my brother. Let me see. Wait. There he goes. All right. Listen. He knew that there was death. All right. There he goes. Every time he crossed, he's the old cobblestone. His little shoulders were haughty. And I noticed his robe has little red spots all over it. And further up the hill he goes. Those little spots get bigger, bigger. After a while, they all come to one great, big, bloody spot. And his load beating against his leg. And the bee of death has begun to hum around him. The sting of death he must taste. Amen. And when that bee began to hum around him, he knew that death lay just ahead of him. But he must conquer. That was the purpose. He was born was to conquer. Not with an atomic bomb, but with a sacrificial lamb to Jehovah God. Hallelujah. Our substitutionary. Our God substitutionary for you and for me. Oh my. Jesus. The Lamb of God. Who came to take your place? Who came to take my place? Hallelujah. Alright. I think you can just read it too. On up the hill he goes. And the beast gets humming louder and louder. And finally, he sinks his stinger in the most precious flesh that ever lived on earth. He was God. Listen, friend. When a bee or an insect that has got a stinger, if that bee ever stings right deep, it pulls his stinger out and it can't sting anymore. And that is why God was made flesh. Hallelujah. Yeah, Jesus Christ was more than a prophet. No, he was God manifested in the flesh. And the sting of death rested in his flesh. And he pulled his sting out of death at Calvary. Death has no stinger no more for a believer. For the mighty conqueror conquered death at Calvary. He paid it all. Hallelujah. 30-something odd years later, coming to his death, that's Paul now, on the mark, he said, oh, death, where is your sting? Where is your stinger? Ah, he took the stinger out of death. He conquered the stinger out of Calvary. Blessed be his holy name. He took the sting of death for you and I. In his death and in our death, he can sting us anymore. Oh, he can burst and put up a big foot, but he has got no stinger. I can point to Calvary and say, there is where your stinger was conquered in the flesh of the Lord Jesus. Oh, I love him. There he conquered death. He wasn't finished. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. They pull his little body with a stinger in it and laid it in Joseph's grave. But the Bible said that his soul descended into hell. Hallelujah. He still had to conquer. And he went and preached for the souls that were in prison that repented not in the days of Noah. Praise the Lord. Let's you and I follow him for a few minutes. Are you with us here? Let's follow him now. Are we following him now? A few minutes. Now, you get a view of what he was. We see him at Calvary, conquered death. Here goes, he sold down into the regions of the lost to men and women. He opens the door of that black prison. And there were beautiful young ladies who danced themselves into the place. Amen. Are you there? They danced themselves into the place. There were preachers in there that turned down the message of God. That was serious. There were church members, atheists, Gentiles, and Jews, all in that prison, that refused to hear the righteous man's message. May that not be you. May that not be me. May God help us to amend our ways. Don't miss your day of visitation. Hallelujah. Don't come to church and sit down like a log of wood. You must be part of what God is doing. Don't begin to say, my father is a preacher. My father, my mother, they were lay members in the assembly I came from. No, no, no. My father is a deacon, he's an officer. No, no. It has nothing to do with you. It's an individual race. You must know what you are doing. Are you born again? Without the Spirit of God, you are none of Christ. You hear me? Without the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. I don't care what education you have. Education will not save you. Your education can only take you further away from God, or you come back to God. May God help us. And I can see as he knocked at the door, and he said, I am he that Enoch spoke of, and said that I will come. I am the virgin born son of God. I've just died on the earth, and I have to witness to you that I am the fulfilling of that word. They refuse to hear, you know. They refuse to hear Noah. You see where they are? Hell is not made for you and me. Hell was prepared for Satan and his angels. May God help us. No mercy could be granted, and the doors were shut. He so descended on to the very bottomless pit of hell. Are you there? God help us. The Sunday school teacher dropped something here for us last Sunday. The people think that, well, if I don't go in the rapture, then I will be among the tribulations. So you are in life. No second chance for you. It is right now or never. It is now or never. That's why the baptism of the Holy Ghost must be something of, oh God, now or never. Today there is no more desperation. God help us. Let's speak to ourselves. Daniel, when he was leaving urgently to Babylon, one thing was in his heart was the scroll. Are you there? What the scroll? In them days. Today, the first thing we want to take along with us, our phone, and things like that. Some people, they will pack their book to school, they will pack their exercise book to school, they don't pack their Bible again. God be merciful to us. I say, God be merciful to us. That is why when in Babylon, where there was no church to go to, no fellowship for Daniel to attend, everybody was on their own. Daniel was only fellowshipping with the Holy Ghost alone. God help us. That's why he could come and tell you, and he's reading the Bible for you and me today. I understood my books. Do you understand the time you are living in? May God help us. Hallelujah. So, he from the regions of the lost, he now went down to the lowest hell, where Satan is. And he knocked papa at the door. And Satan came out. He said, oh, I thought I got you when I killed Abel. I thought I got you when I cut off the head of John the Baptist. I thought I got you when I killed all the righteous people. Now you are now at my domain. Keep quiet. Satan, you have made your blood enough. Listen. Praise the Lord. I was sure I got you when I got the prophets. Thank you, my brother. God bless you. And when I got John said, cut off, I was almost positive. But finally, you have arrived. I can hear Jesus say, Satan, you've made your last blow. My blood is still hot on Calvary's cross. You are not going to blood them anymore. That is why God Abraham made us to know our prophet. He said, Satan had no legal rights over a born-again child of God. He has no legal right, no whatsoever. Satan had no legal right over you. Look, when you give your life to Christ, brothers and sisters, young and old, boys and girls, teenagers, youth, when you give your life to Christ, you are no more in the jurisdiction of Satan. Oh, the blood of Jesus has brought you out unto himself. Glory be to God. Yeah, you are not going to blood them anymore. I've come down to say, I pay the price for their sins and their sicknesses. Oh my. Why not take your pen this morning and write in that checkbook, I need salvation. Because on the bottom of the checkbook that God gives to you when you are born again. Hallelujah. Someone said, fear it. Write in it. I need salvation. I need the Holy Ghost baptism. I need healing. I need perfect peace. I need joy of the Lord unspeakable. Full of glory. Write it. Submit it. Hallelujah. He's never bankrupt in heaven. He will give it to you. Ask anything that you will in my name from the Father, I will give it to you. Hallelujah. The mighty conqueror so. Amen. For the prophet said, I will be wounded for their transgressions, and with my stripes they will be healed. Now, Jesus was quoting that to Satan. Now, by his stripes, we were already healed. I've come to tell you, Jesus is still talking now, the mighty conqueror. He's still talking to Satan. I've come to tell you that you've lost the battle. The debt has been paid. What did Jesus do? Took the keys of death and hell off the side of Satan's side and kick him back into the furnace where he belongs. He gave the key of the kingdom to Peter. Whatever you bound here on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you lose here on earth is losing heaven. But the key of death and of hell is in the hand of Jesus Christ. God help you. God help you. God help you. Hallelujah. After you are dealt with Satan and kick him back into his place where he belongs, what next? There are someone else waiting. Because the Bible made us to know. When Jesus gave up the ghost and said, it is finished. The Bible made us to know in Matthew chapter 27 that the graves of the saints of old, Job, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, David, Isaiah, Ezekiel, mention them all. Their graves were open, but they could not come out until after his resurrection. Are you there? Do you love the gospel message? They could not come out The grace only open. But there are still man there. Because why? Sin of Adam put man into paradise. They could not come straight before God. But thank God for Jesus, the great mighty conqueror. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. There's a place called paradise where some more people were. And there were people who died under good faith. They were expecting that one day. I know that my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. One day, he will come to this earth. My eyes shall see Korokoro. Not somebody else. My own eyes, go. We see not one somebody else. Amen. So they were there. Praise the Lord. The Lord God, but they couldn't go to the presence of God because it was under the sacrifice of the animals. Praise God. And we have explained that. All right, we have explained that about the worshiper and things. We don't need to go back into that one. Let there be the name of the Lord. 23, please. Oh no, he goes to paradise. Let's watch him a moment. He has got to conquer paradise. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they are running around in paradise. Another while, a strange rap comes on the door. Abraham opens the door, and he stands amazed. He said, Sarah, come here just a moment. Do you know who that is standing there? Why, she said, Abraham, my lord, that is the same man that comes up to the tent that day, that had his back turned to me, and I laughed in my heart, and he turned around and told me that I laughed. Oh man, about that time, the curiosity of Daniel couldn't stand it any longer. He runs forward. He looked over Sarah's shoulder. He said, There is that stone that I saw out of the mountain without hands. Ezekiel couldn't stand it any longer. He said, what is going on, brethren? And he looked over Daniel's shoulders. He said, brethren, there is that wheel in the middle of the wheel that I saw turning way up in the middle of the air. He said, I've conquered. Let's go out. Hallelujah. The mighty conqueror, our Lord just said, let's go out. I've conquered. Brothers and sisters, he has already conquered. Oh, glory to Jesus. The next conquering I got to conquer is the grave. Come. Go with me, children. I can hear Abraham say, can we make a little whistle stop? Yes. I'm going to just talk with my disciples for 40 days. On Easter morning, he conquered the Roman seal. Glory. Last week, Abraham was telling us on Easter morning that you dare not do it. It was secure. Look, any man seal can be broken. But when it comes to this one, that day, early in the morning, before 5 a.m. in the morning, glory be to Jesus. Jesus, as I said last week, he did not stay 3 days in the grave. Hallelujah. Early morning, first day of the week, before dawn, an angel came down from heaven with his finger. He rolled up the stone. Hallelujah. And sat on it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The deed is done, brothers and sisters. The grave is conquered. Death is conquered. Satan is conquered. Demons are conquered. Sicknesses are conquered. Diseases are conquered. Oh, what superstitions believe? Conquered. Adamic nature conquered. Evil spirit that makes boys and girls to fornicate, marry people, to commit adultery. Oh man, something that cannot be made mention among heathens is happening among so-called believers. Let me tell you, a Holy Ghost filled man
can ever commit adultery. No. He is satisfied with the wife of his youth. He goes, when a man is flirting with church members, he goes to show the Holy Ghost is not there. No matter how he can preach, heaven fall down. The Holy Ghost is not there. We must talk the truth to ourselves. That's why we don't try to patch people now. Call white, white. Black, black. Right, wrong. Heaven, real. Hell, hot. That's what the Bible said we should do. Amen. Regardless of popularity or no popularity, away with popularity. That's what the Bible said. I rather eat cracker soda and drink branch water than to eat chicken 3 times in a day and then miss it somehow. May God help you, may God help me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So nobody can bribe a Holy Ghost free man of God with anything. No. There's no compromise on the part of a true preacher. Are you there? Oh, yes, sir. Praise the Lord. He broke the Roman seal. He conquered Joseph's grave. He broke forth the seal and destroyed corruption. And he rose triumphantly. Oh, from that grave, he arose with a mighty triumph over his foes. He arose that victor over that domain, and he lives forever with his to reign. He arose. He arose. Hallelujah, Christ. Ah, brothers and sisters, he arose. He arose. The grave will not conceal it no longer. The grace cannot conceal a child of God. Because what is going to resurrect you is already in you. That is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You must fight for it there and now, my brother, my sister. Don't forget, the Holy Ghost is given to the elect. The Holy Ghost is given to them that obey him. Well, I believe we are still on course. When we are emphasizing that the Holy Ghost is given to them that obey him, well, you may be baptized in water. In the name of Jesus, I am not truly repentant. You have not yet obeyed. The obedience is repent and be baptized. That's why the prophet emphasized when a person confesses sin correctly. Oh no. We are talking message. When you truly repented from your heart correctly, no going back. See, question is settled once and for all. You turn your back to Satan. You are facing Calvary. No matter what, let come, let go what may. Feed the whole world. Give me Jesus. Amen. That's why be careful what you are doing. Make sure you get the Holy Ghost before you finish your education. Before you finish university. Because when you go for youth service, you are going to face hellfire. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you will wear trousers like others. Are you there? May God help us. It's more than I'm a child of a pastor. I'm a child of a minister. And it's more than that. It is more than that. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, he goes up the air with his disciples. With the Old Testament says, go some beyond the moon, beyond the stars, beyond the spheres, and after a while they came in sight of the city. Which city? Abraham longed for. Amen. According to Hebrews chapter 9, he was looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. And that's why the Bible made us to know. If those men, if they had been mindful of the city, where they came out from, if they had been mindful, Toba ni Oko, if it's not Jade Kuroni,
they will have the opportunity to have gone back. Oh, glory to God. But look, they had a vision, a revelation, that there's going to be a better land somewhere. Amen. Abraham looked for a city, and we are seed of Abraham today. We are the royal seed of Abraham, whose builder and maker is God. So, Abraham was not disappointed. Job was not disappointed. Joseph was not disappointed. David was not disappointed. Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, all the men of old, saints of old, they were never disappointed. My brother, my sister, when they were under the blood of ghosts, they stood their ground. Look at what he said. He said, they walk in good faith. May God help us. And don't forget that faith is a revelation. It can only be given to you. So no matter the storms of life, whatever you are passing, look, I've learned my lesson. You go to places, people shall say, amen. Amen. Preach on brother, amen. Sometimes they rise up. Preach on brother, they rise up. Amen. Oh, goodness. Something happened on this. It pained my heart. I said, what is happening? Somebody in the church, you say, amen. 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 All the time, amen. Ah, that's the Kufi Oluwa. Oluwa said, what about what? I say, go on. Amen. They will call you. God bless you. A little something. I said, what is happening? God. Then I come to a conclusion. God knows his own. And God knows how to take care of his soul. That's all. God knows his soul. God, that is why it is hard to say there are three kinds of believers in every gathering. Listen, church. We know that the prophet said, God called Father Abraham by a supernatural call. Is that right? And the same way, the same call, supernaturally that he called Abraham, he called his seed after him. Supernatural call. He could talk about you theater. It's a revelation. A man that was given a promise of a son, at his own age, he waited for 25 good years, he stood his ground. May God help us. The mighty conqueror. Praise the Lord. Let's have the name of the Lord. All right. Praise the Lord. You love the Lord? Amen. Amen. Please, my brother, still come back to this work. Can you go to our real sermon now? April 1, 1956. Bear with me. The reason why I just speak this sermon, I don't want to go through the tablet. It's because of scriptures that I put down here. Just bear with me. Can they go to paragraph 106? 106. Where it says, here it is. Get it. Christ at the first resurrection. If you can get it for us. Christ at the first resurrection. God bless you, brother. When my son was speaking here last Sunday, I was commending the computer operators. I was wondering. Then he made us to know in the room there. And I said, oh, I don't even know that, you know, it's even entirely, but, you know, it's because of the scriptures I've jotted down in this sermon book for a long time. It's 106. There, that's what you told us. When you say 106, it's 187 there. Yeah, God bless you, my brother. Are you there? Here it is. Get it. Christ at the first resurrection and made himself known. Yeah. And made himself known to those apostles by something that he did when he was here on earth. to prove to them that he was risen from the dead. And it was he. He is under the same obligation to move this money in this tabernacle, to do the things here in the church this morning that he did when he was here on earth. In the same manner, he is obligated to do the same, to get, to act when the same crisis arises. Praise the Lord. Now, the Bible is now telling you and me here that his risen from the dead, the highest of heavens, became the lowest of the earth. He passed through a city, Jericho, the lowest of, in the city of the world. And the little one and the littlest one in the city had to look down to see him. That's right. How low did he come? Did you ever get that? Did you ever think of it? He became... All right, let me read from here. He came. Did you ever think of that? He became me that I, through grace, might become him. He becomes sin, knowing no sin, that I, by sin, might be righteous in the sight of God. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. He became sin for us, who knew no sin, that by his death we might be the righteousness of God. That is what Christ Jesus, the mighty conqueror, did for you and me. Amen. Hallelujah. That is what he did for you. Hallelujah. Sinner friend, this morning, how could you turn him down? Is the question now. Can you imagine? You was a sinner. He became sin for us. Oh dear, Shefuwa. And he go near Shef. When he by Kure, Kiwa, Temikale, Dio, Dodo, Alonu. Because normally, our self-righteousness is just like feeding rats. A kiss and leg me. Oh no, Dodo, you want to do Alonu. Oh, how wonderful is this mighty conqueror. How can you turn him down? Who are you? How dare you? The one that owns your bread, he can take it away any moment. He can take it away. You are not trying to threaten one another. He can do it. Praise the Lord. Hey, have you not had one time or the other? One day the brother preached finished, and the sister was going home, and he had an accident. I believe that is the one that tells me, oh, had I know, I'm sorry, if I can get it right. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, if I know, I've given heed to the altar call. In another place, Baba said, I wish I gave an altar call something of that nature, sir. Thank you. She said she ought to have been at the altar. Oh, goodness me. Hey, another place, my mom said, I want to preach so hard. On that day, I wouldn't want to hear you tell me, Brother Abraham, that you didn't tell me I was wrong. Now you are listening. Now you are hearing. It is off the minister's hand. Think of it. The one who knew no sin, born of Virgin Mary, crucified, our example. How can you turn him down? In another place, Baba said, how can you turn such a matchless one down? Matchless. And thou, if you wait, nothing compared here in heaven, nothing here on earth. A matchless one. He had no equal. The God of glory. He became flesh. Because God could not die in the spirit. He has to become man. I'm leaving my glory to come and die for Adam's race. And he did it. And we see that he did it. How can you treat him like this? Boys, girls, how can you treat him like this? Get a man calling, your family daughter. Some of you here. Get a man calling. A girl calling. Sing. Go ahead. Go ahead. I say God help you. Parents watch it. You lay like a cash all day. May God help us. Glory be to Jesus. Let's help you in the name of the Lord. You love him? Shalom to your soul. Where we read? In Ephesians, we are closing now. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. The Bible made us to know here. From verse 20. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in the world in that which is to come. Amen. Listen to our prophet. The Bible says he ascended all on high, far above every through every heaven. This earth belonged to the devil. Through the fall, this earth was given to the devil. Every kingdom of this earth is governed by the devil. We hate to think that, but the Bible said it is. That's the reason we have wars and shooting and fighting and trouble, is because the kingdoms of this world is the kingdom of the devil. The Bible says so. And in the great millennium which is to come, the Bible said, rejoice, all you heavens and all you holy prophets of the earth, for the kingdoms of this earth has become the kingdoms of the Lord. He shall rule and reign forever. Now, hallelujah. We will have no more war there. When it comes, no more sickness, no more troubles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There is so little spoken of this ascension. It is one of the greatest days when he ascended up, because all over the earth, since the day in the Garden of Eden that sin was committed, all heavens was shut off from mankind. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. That's right. Why are thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? That's Isaiah chapter 14 now. No man could see into glory. No man could understand, because the power is just above it. Heavens means atmosphere above. And then all the powers are shut off from mankind because of sin. But when he had died and rose again and came up, the Bible said, no one has ascended up But ye that come down first. That was what he was telling Nicodemus. No man has ascended up to heaven. Save ye, the Son of Man, which came down from heaven. He was in heaven at the same time. He was on earth speaking to Nicodemus. Let's serve you the name of the Lord. Is that not wonderful? Think of this one. God of glory became flesh. Amen. Oh my. Hallelujah. When he was in heaven, he was the Logos that went out of God in the beginning. And he came down on earth and was not to be made an angel. He came down on earth and took the form of an angel, of a bondsman, not an angel. Not come down in the great Jehovah glory, but he came down as a man to redeem man, to die for man, to die as a man. He never died as God. He died as a man. The sin of man was upon the Son of Man, and he had to become a man in order to pay the penalty. Glory be to God. What did he do? The Bible said he was made a little lower than the angels in order for death, that he might take away sin and abolish sin. Not only taking it away, he destroys sin. Praise be to God. That's why when you read in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 and 9, bear with me a little. Let's read the name of the Lord. Chapter 3. Hallelujah. He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. Simple. God bless our soul. Amen. He was despised and rejected. There was no beauty we should behold him. Speaking of Isaiah 53. Hallelujah. He was mad every way. Sorry. He was mad. No, above every man. He was probably a little skinny, spindly looking fellow. Don't look like a king. Many times, let's forget about that one. Let's bypass this one. Let's come back a little bit. Let's have the name of the Lord. Oh, yes. Let's come to 127, please. We're so close now. The Bible said that his blood and water separated from each other. And any doctor, anything can tell you that knows the chemistry of the blood, that only sorrow will do that. He never died of a Roman spear. Neither did he die from a nail in his hand or his feet. But he died of broken heart, being rejected. He came to his own. His own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave them power to become sons and daughters of God, who are born not of flesh, nor of man, nor of blood, nor of the will of man, but of the will of God. Amen. That is what he did for you and me on the cross of Calvary. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Say, Brother Abraham, I wish I could have that. I could have stood there that day at Calvary. Brother, you are standing in a better place today. You are standing in the presence of a resurrected Lord Jesus, who has power. I mean, who has proved himself triumph. Look at him as he stands there. There, then After he arose from the dead, then he noticed, we notice here that as he went on there, after he talked with his disciples, the Bible says he ascended up on high. What did he do? He was here, come down, the Logos from heaven. When he went back, he took with him the high priest, being a priest, anointed with the torch light of his own blood. When he went down there, all these powers here that accused wouldn't let God and man fellowship. It had been broken in the Garden of Eden. Sin did the thing. Oh my. The domain of the earth was Satan's. It belonged to the devil. After the high priest, okay now, please go to 133. Christ, with his own blood, as the high priest, anointed with the power of God, raised from the dead and turned down the dominion of Satan. As he broke the domain, he went through heavens, beyond heavens, and he was come to the lowest of the earth, the lowest of earth, and received up into heaven. And God sat him down on the pinnacle until he has to look down to see heaven. Amen. No wonder he is the mighty conqueror as he stands yonder today. To the domain, I mean, in the domain forever and ever. Praise the Lord. I want to conclude, please. When he took the disciples, I mean, he took those saints of old. We want to look at what happened in Daniel, I mean, David, the Psalm 24, verse 7 now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He had to fulfill the prophecy of David of Psalm 24. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's look in the Bible. I'm back to that place now again. That's 58:03:29. Paragraph 25. Part of it is down there. Let's look at it. Let's look in the Bible and see what took place. I'm going to quote David's prophecy. The Old Testament says, when they see the city inside, and Jesus at the head of the army marching on, the Old Testament says, scream down, lift up ye everlasting gates, and be ye lifted up, and let the King of Glory come in. Amen. And all the angels begin to gather on the top of the building. You know they say, oh, no. Forget about them there. All right. Praise the Lord. Let's conclude. When the Old Testament said, while behind Jesus, he was in their front, and the angels screamed back from heaven, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, and let the King of Glory come in. The angels replied, who is this? Who is the King of Glory? The saints replied back, the Lord, strong, mighty in battle. God bless you, my brother. Lift you up, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and let the King of Glory come in. As soon as they said that now, the gates of heaven flung open. Amen. And Jesus, at the head of the conquered saints of old, by their good faith, under the shed blood of goats and bulls, waiting for the resurrection day, they went with him. And Jesus went straight before the Father and presented them. Amen. And today, he's sitting on the right hand of power. Far above all principalities and powers. Things present, Things will come. Hallelujah. Whether peril, whether danger, whether nakedness, whether death, whether life, whether sickness, whether disease, listen, brothers and sisters, nothing shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. For the Bible wants us to know we are more than conquerors through Him that loves us. Hallelujah. I want to conclude. We are more than conquerors. My brother, my sister. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 8. Verse 37 to 39. Okay. We read from 35. God bless you, my brother. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? From the love of Christ, shall tribulation, shall distress, shall persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as it is written, for thy sake, we are all killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, glory, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded, O Damiloji, Paul speaking on your behalf, on my behalf, on behalf of the church in every age. For I am persuaded that nothing, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We are more than conquerors. Dream that God does. He has prayed for it already. My brother, my sister, nothing can shake a Christian. Nothing can shake a believer of the gospel. Nothing can shake a true son, a true daughter of God. Nothing can shake us. Whether stormy sea, no matter what, nothing can shake us away from the love of God. Whether money or no money, whether poverty or no poverty, things may not be going fine. Oh man, you pray. You think God is not here. He's here. All things will ever come to work together. To then I love you. Who are the called according to His purpose? May God bless us, church. Amen. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No powers of darkness, no witches, no wizard, no juju, no emery, no banje, no incantation. Because why? Satan, powers of darkness, powers of witches, which are under Satan, can never have no legal right over a Holy Ghost son or daughter of God. Because why? Satan, their master, is under the feet of a child of God. God bless you, church. The mighty conqueror. He has already paid it all. The debt is settled. With His own blood, He finished it for you and me on the cross of Calvary. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Before we pray, let's go back to that song again. Let's see what it is. 1:19. 1:19. Once I prayed to Christ for you, tears was rent off from you.
hidden there for you.
He has already settled the debt for you and me on the cross. of Calvary. Oh yes. Both those at the altar, I believe something brought them forward. And those that are standing up, I believe God made us to stand up. You did not listen to your heart. God bless you. Oh yes. God bless you. He will surely grant your desire. Oh yes. God bless you. I will not see everybody, but God sees your heart. He sees you. He's the one we have introduced, and we are introducing to you. He's the only one that knows your heart. He's the only one that knows your needs. And he's here this morning. He has spoken to you like he spoke to Cleopas and his friend. Oh my. Oh, no more eyes of sorrow. He's now in glory. He's looking down. His face looking upon his children. He look upon the sparrow. Not one sparrow will fall down without God knowing about it. How much more? Not one hair of your head will fall to the ground without God knowing about it. He knows everything about you. He knows everything about me. Sister, brother, let not your heart be sorrowful. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many palaces. I've gone to prepare a place for you. It's a promised word. He has never failed, and he will not fail. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Young girl, be careful. Young boys, be careful. If God is speaking to your heart, harden not your heart. The sacrifice blood have been made in plain view for you and me to see today. Oh, what bloody view and fellowship between man and God, Jesus' blood settled it. So Satan has no more blood over you. He has no more blood over me. Think of it, my brother. No more legal rights over my children, my subjects. I've already paid their debt. Sister, brother, he paid for your debt on that day. How can you reject? How can you refuse this matchless one? Think on these things. Let us not eat over it. Let us not laugh over it. Let us not play over it. How can you say you have in your heart and you are still keeping malice, enmity, strife, envy, jealousy, root of bitterness in you, grudging against your brother, against your sister? Brother, sister, why not settle it now? Is that not the reason he made us, you and I, to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus? Coming to fellowship, to come and see God. Revival breaking your heart, breaking your life, breaking my life. See God once again. He was in plain view. The mighty conqueror. Let's think on these things.
Lived in the days of Noah. But those that lived there, they heard God's word. Neither did we live in the days of Moses and the rest of the prophets, but they heard God's word. And those that refused to listen to what they heard then, they later found themselves in hell. The Bible said, in the days of the long suffering, the days of Noah, when the ark was being prepared, some people, they hardened their hearts. And spirit never died. But some people listened. Some people repented. Some people surrender. Some people follow God's instructions. The same thing now. There will be some that will listen. There will be some that will surrender to it. There will be some that will live by it. There will be some that their hearts will be hardened. And the Bible said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Whom I will, I harden his heart. May none of our heart be hardened as we listen to God's word. Beside those on the altar and those that are standing, if there be somebody that would like to remember in prayer, will you just lift up your hand? Whatever the need is between you and God. The record of this service is going to lay in God's shelf until that day when we arrive at his feet. Every thought, every action will be kept in God's laboratory to be played over, either for our justification or for our judgment and condemnation. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that has gone forth, the mighty conqueror. We had it last week, Lord, it went further again today. Dear Jesus, we thank you very much for the power that is in your word. We thank you, O God of heaven and earth, because you said heaven and earth will pass away, but the jot out of this world will never go unfulfilled. I want to thank you this morning, afternoon, for this program of salvation. That there is nothing else that could have designed it like this. Nothing else could manifest it beside you and you alone. You are the one that designed it. You are the one that put yourself into it. You are the one that came to suffer. You are the one that died, Lord. And you are the one, oh God, that is pleading for your, those that are yours. We know, oh living God, that this program is for the elect, is for the predestinated. And we thank you because we want to believe that we are part of it, those, especially those who are within this voice this morning, dear Father. Because of our prayer and desire that this will never condemn any of us on that day. Lord, may it work for our justification, may it work for our edification, may it work for our closer walk with you, may it work for our salvation, may it work for our deliverance. We pray, dear God, that this that we have had will never condemn anyone here, Lord. Dear Master Jesus, for those that came to the altar, for those that stood on their feet, for hands that are lifted up, there's always a reason for it. Lord, anytime we hear your word, even Satan himself, the Bible says he trembles at your word. What about your own children? We tremble at your word because your word is yourself and your word is above whosoever. Dear Jesus, whatsoever your children are in need of, in this atmosphere, haven't heard your word. And your Bible, the Bible said that faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. It's your word that has gone forth and faith has risen in the heart of your children to reach out to you to ask for something at this hour. Whatsoever they are asking for, whatsoever they have asked for, may be theirs, their Father. May you give unto each one as they desire this morning or afternoon. Lord, whether it is deliverance, whether it is, oh God, whatsoever, whether it is Holy Spirit, whether it is more of you, whether it is physical healing, whether it is spiritual healing, whatsoever it is, your word says you are rich to them all that call upon thy name. Dear Father, may you visit each person, dear Lord. Grant unto them as they have need of their Father. Lord, may don't pass any of us by their Master. Oh God of heaven, your word said that after we have had your word, we can never be neutral. It is either we are for it or we are against it. Lord, I want to believe that all of us are for your word this morning. May it work for our good. Grant it, dear Father. May your spirit follow this in our heart, oh dear God. May the angel of the Lord follow it in our heart, follow us to our neighborhood, and confirm your blessings unto us. Grant it, eternal Father. May the sick be well. May the weak be strong. May the seekers of the Holy Ghost, may they receive. May those ruddy feet, may you take us to higher heights, dear Father. Every works of the enemy, may you paralyze their activities, oh God. Let it be, dear Father. We bless and we magnify your name. We are grateful unto you, Lord, because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, Master, we thank you very much. May this blessing be permanent in our life. Your servant that you have made use of, virtue no doubt has left him. Pray, O God, that you will call him. May you lift up the honor of his ministry, and may you be his strength continually. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. As we dismiss in a short while to rest in preparation for the last service of the day, may you bring us back refreshed, Lord, prepared, O God, and may you anoint your servant, and Lord, may your word that we will hear one more time, may it promote your kingdom in our life. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting this petition, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord bless you. We'll be seated again by 2 o'clock. I think maybe the people didn't sleep as much as Sunday school. There are plenty of people slept more in the Sunday school than in the main service. Thank God that the eyes are a bit clear. May the Lord be our help. I don't know how it used to be convenient for somebody to sit and sleep in church. I don't know. It's mysterious to me, because even when I used to sit there in the room during the time I was sick, I'm still listening to all the service from the last week. If sleep is coming, which every mortal can be sleepy, I'll go wash my eyes, and then the sleep will go. Then I will enjoy the service. But I think some people they don't even make attempt at all. May God be our help. God bless you. All things being equal, by 2 o'clock, will be seated for the last service of the day. Let's see if I get this thing. Four sixty in our English. 460 arrows. Shall we rise?